We'll call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order. Everybody would rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, all. Public comment? You all got it on the agenda, I assume? Agenda review, anything to add?
Mayor and City Council, just a few items. The contract for snow plowing can be done under consent agenda. Prices are the same as last year. Unless anyone feels the need to pull that off the consent, that can be approved at that time. Delinquency report and updated October and November claims list. And then also will be the time off request for Greg Schultz, which also can be added to the consent agenda for approval.
Anything else from the council? Motion made and seconded to approve the consent agenda with the items added. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'm looking to approve the consent agenda.
Motion made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Move on, fire department. Basically, one item here says trailer.
Justin's not gonna be here, but basically, we got one bid from DW Brody for $2,250. Minimum was asking, we was $3,000. I talked to Justin, says if it's council's wishes, he will take care to have, to get the free advertising with Faze and have it go to auction. I think he has to add that to them by Thursday for the advertising and to get on the next auction, which I believe they, talking to Justin, you're still gonna keep their reserve, I believe, of $3,000.
Probably.
Well, I mean, it states $3,000 minimum. So if it's $3,000 minimum, $3,000 minimum.
I had someone else come in too, and they came in and just said they'd give $2,000. I said, well, it's sealed bids and the minimum's $3,000, and they walked out, so.
You know, I like the idea that it's parked outside.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people look at it.
Could we maybe just put it by the mailboxes, you know, a little further over? I'm afraid somebody will back into it.
We can do that for you guys, don't we?
You know.
I'll move it over.
You know, it's good that it's out, at least it's getting some visibility. Maybe we need a bigger sign. I don't know why it's there. But anyhow.
So I guess the options are is either, you know, to extend it for sealed bids again, or have it, have Justin take care of it, putting it up for auction.
I think we let Justin put it up for auction. We've gone this route now a couple times, and it just doesn't work.
Whatever came down the Craigslist, you know, yes, no.
They did Facebook, I believe.
Okay, all right, I just didn't know. I know what that problem about Craigslist, but not that means free, but that's as far as I went with it.
Yes, I believe they went the Facebook route.
Okay.
So,
a motion or something?
I don't think we do.
I would say a motion to approve, because you're, it's a piece of city equipment. You know, it's over $1,500.
I'm going to approve or grant Chief Bucking Team access to put out the website, the auction site.
Is there a second?
Seconded.
Motion. Well, I think they will set a reserve, what they have to have. Otherwise, it don't go.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
Wasn't that mentioned or something? Or?
I think so. We'll probably at least try and get three out of it.
So, motion has been made and seconded to allow the fire department to proceed with putting the trailer on the Fay option. Bill, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Anything else under the fire department?
That's all just there for me.
Just one thing to let everybody know on council, and the fire department as well. On January 11th, at the fire department's training, we're going to have Kelly Dolan coming to do the code of ethics. I figured that would be the best spot since all the firemen will be there. It would be easier probably to get us to a fire department meeting than it would be to get the fire department to this meeting. So, and we should have the new handbook updated by that point in time as well.
I suppose I should post that too, since we're going to have.
January 11th?
January 11th, 7 o'clock.
Yep, Monday night.
I've got one thing maybe, Mr. Mockington, that you can take back. In the past, usually the members who have gone to the conventions or spring and winter have given a report. Maybe if you were to pass it on to Chief, round up the members who went, maybe at the December, the 8th?
Correct.
December 8th meeting? Maybe we could do that? That way it gives the council a little bit idea. What went on.
Be happy to.
Anything else? Otherwise, I guess, thank you. Unless the fire department's got anything else. We'll move on. Old city business.
Deputy clerk, utility building clerk position has been filled by Tamara. Is it Brack or
Brock?
Brock. She started on Friday, currently working about 20, 22 hours a week right now. So we're chipping away and in the training process right now. So I'd like to welcome her to the city of Amber.
Thank you. You're welcome. I know what it means because it's on the mailbox.
Yes.
I can remember. Move on to Mr. Carls. You know what's going on. Mr. Carls.
How you doing, guys and lady?
Fine. You?
Good. One more notch in the kidney evaluation today. Jeremy and I talked a little bit. We got some township things going. Some other paperwork. The survey is not complete.
Okay.
I don't know why. He promised me it would be done by council meeting, and I don't know what's happening. I didn't drive up there this week, but I talked to him yesterday morning, and it sounded like he was coming because the weather was good, and it never happened. So here we go.
Well, I think
I have nothing from my end any further than talking to the township and whatever Jeremy's got from the attorney and stuff in between time that you guys probably know more than.
Nothing, just kind of we're waiting on the survey. One of the things council can do is if you, the memo there from City Attorney Mac Williamson, number 6. Where he says council can approve the resolution for joint annexation, and under the conditions of surveys and change, survey correctly describes the land to be annexed. Young American Township Board approves the joint resolution, and that 3 joint resolutions are executed, and then that everything is in order, that the joint resolutions with exhibit A and B be sent into the state. So the main things really is we can approve it that a survey is obtained and that the survey correctly describes the land to be annexed into the city. When that's received, then it can be filed at that time.
I mean, that might save a couple days or a week or something, I don't know. I mean, and if you don't get it, it just unfortunately is going to be held, you know.
Yeah.
But at least I guess if we approve it now, we can, if you get it, it can be started rather than wait till the next meeting.
Right.
I would make that motion.
Motion made and seconded to, how should I say this, approve the resolution for a joint annexation pending that the survey comes in.
The survey is obtained and that it correctly describes the land to be annexed.
Okay. So the motion has been made and seconded, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. So I guess you know kind of what.
Yeah, I have to talk to township.
The township, they moved their meeting?
They must have because of.
They were gonna meet tonight, I just found this out today, they're gonna have it next Tuesday.
Okay.
So if you get a chance, I'll have, I can have copies ready for them.
Okay.
For next Tuesday.
I can bring it there and ask them, and that's part of that tax deal?
Yeah, and then the only other thing we'll need to define is the assessment, you know, the loss in assessments for the tax base. Yeah, there won't, shouldn't be any assessments, but it would be the lost taxes. You know, what they're gonna charge per acre for that.
300 square feet, not acre.
Well, right, they charge by acre, so hopefully you can get them to prorate it.
Okay, yeah, that's all I have.
Should have had that number in it?
It's in the resolution, so, outlined in the resolution, so.
That's all I know. I could make something up, but.
It won't help.
It wouldn't do, get me anywhere, so.
Well.
Other than that, that's all I know, they're working on it, so that.
Okay.
I didn't know it was that busy of a field that it took over a month to do that.
Doesn't one hear that a lot? You know, coming, it will be in the mail or whatever.
Yeah. And I don't know what's all involved in their end either, so. But, all right, that it?
That's it.
That's all I know. All right, thank you.
Mike?
All right. Open shelter? Leave us?
Yeah, we talked about kind of holding off on the shingling of the open shelter. Unfortunately, the weather has kind of held up, we could have got it done, but in the meantime, we looked at getting an estimate of putting steel shingles on there. And basically, he can do it for $5,800, put steel shingles on there. And that's if he can go over the other shingles. I mean, you can go over one layer. Dependent that the, it'd be the south side. I know them shingles are kind of bad, they're curling up. So as long as they're not too bad, then we can go over them. It'd be $5,800 if we tore off the shingles, it'd be $6,400. And basically what you're probably looking at is maybe 20 years getting out of asphalt shingles, whereas the steel shingles you're gonna get 50 years. And I do have samples in my office that the council would like to see what they would look like. I can grab them.
Darn near double for steel.
Yeah, and that's about right. But you get double the life. And when you figure what shingles are gonna cost 20 years from now, you know, it's not gonna be $3,600, it's probably gonna be $5,000. So you're gonna probably spend, you know, $8,000-$9,000 in that 50-year span.
I wonder how long these shingles have been on.
I don't know, probably a long time.
Mike, you know?
I don't recall that building getting re-shingled since it was put there. I wasn't listening, so which one were you even talking about?
Open shelter.
Open shelter. You know, I thought maybe if it was when you were on the.
It may have been.
Did Stephen do that once?
I can't remember. Was that done when that underneath was closed up? Do you remember, Jeremy? You were here, didn't you?
I think, yeah, when they put that lid in, that's, we had to put that ceiling in there.
Yes, I think it was done then.
I think it was rope at that time.
Yeah, when the ceiling was put in.
Otherwise, it would go back to 76, and that would be.
Right.
That would be that good a shape.
Yeah.
Do we have to rebid it, being we changed to steel?
It'd be hot.
approved the first one, right?
We have, right, we approved that, so.
You could probably do it as a change order.
Yeah, that'd be more the road I would go. And also it's under, under 10 grand, so.
I guess my concern would be with the bad shape and the curling that those existing shingles have, how prudent is it to take and put new shingles over that? Wouldn't it be better just to,
Well, with steel, I don't think it's an issue.
Take them off and put the steel down?
I guess I talked to Dan about that to see, get his expertise if he thinks they should be tore off. The key, yeah, it's probably gonna be best to take them off because there's an underlayment that goes underneath the steel shingles.
Well, we're only talking $600. And I think that'd be, wise. Then you got a flat, even surface to start out with.
That's then the good thing about, well, the good and bad is you can make sure that the roof's in good shape too when you tear them off.
Right.
What's your wishes, counsel?
Well, I'm in favor of going for the steel shingles. When we say steel shingles, we're really talking sheet metal, right?
No, I feel proud.
Or not.
Kind of like what they put on our church out here.
Yeah.
Them are a steel shingle. They actually look like a regular shingle, but they have a screwed application. They're tapped and everything.
Oh, okay.
You got two designs. You got this design.
Okay.
And you have this, which really, you'd really have to look to tell that they're not asphalt shingles.
I think that Jeremy will be holding up right now. That's on the bank, on the facade, around the door.
So they make them to look, you know, they are steel. They make them to look like asphalt shingles.
Are those significantly less expensive than, say, those steel sheet panels like the farmers use on their barns and whatever?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I thought they were talking about when they said.
I would think that would be cheaper.
Again, I don't know. I'm not a roofer.
That's like a buck and a half a square foot, if you're talking sheet steel.
Okay.
Roughly. I mean, color would vary.
Well, we've got the labor price, the shingle price, and a couple to look at. What are the wishes? I guess if council wants to spend the money, I'd recommend we tear the old off. And I don't know, I like the one that the second choice there. That's just me. Probably the fanciest looking roof down at the park.
And you have to do all the buildings snatch, I suppose, huh?
Jeremy, what does hail do to them?
They have the highest hail rating out of any, over any shingle.
They have the highest what rating?
Hail rating.
Hmm.
Any more discussion? Otherwise, we should make a decision. What do you do? There's no corners? You know, no. I know. Decision? Council?
I like the idea of the steel shingles myself.
And I like the idea of steel shingles also, but putting them on a flat roof without the old shingles underneath.
Well, then somebody's got to make a motion.
Well,
I move we adopt the second proposal from Dan Elfke Construction for the steel shingles with a tear off of the old shingles for a total labor materials of $6,400.
I second that.
Motion made and seconded to go with the tear off of the old, install the steel, cost of $6,400. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. So we'll go with that second choice then?
Yeah, the one that had look, that has the shingle type look to it.
The shingle type you want?
Yeah.
Okay.
Road maintenance agreement. A lot of reading.
Yeah, kind of to sum it up. County Road 50 through town here is labeled that as an Exhibit C road. So if you go to page 3 on the bottom, it'll tell you the county shall perform routine maintenance on Exhibit C roads. And that would include annual inspection and maintenance of bridges. Roads will be kept reasonably smooth and reasonably good repair for the passage of vehicular traffic, including but not limited to timely crack and joint sealing, surface patching, seal coating, and culvert inspection. Also, to hit the roads reasonably free of all obstructions and impediments and perform street sweeping. Plow snow and ice from the roads so as to maintain the through traffic lanes to their full width and clear to bare pavement, including the proper dicing process. The county will not clear parking lanes to bare pavement. So I guess my only question is, I'd like to assume they're going curb to curb, but they're just not having clear pavement. Because the problem I got, if they're not going curb to curb, why then should we, if we're not getting any aid, then why should we take care of, what is that, probably 4 feet? 5 feet? Shoulders?
But Jeremy, wouldn't the next area next to the curb be considered the